This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Now, if there's one thing to get us massively excited on the Fun Kids Science Weekly, it's the news that someone has found a huge dinosaur. And the best part about this is it's in the UK. So telling us loads more about it, we've got Jamie and Sarah. They are co-founders of museum and website Fossils Galore. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Yeah, good, thank you.
Perfect. So tell us more about the dinosaur.
Right, okay. So we're on a routine site visit to one of the sites that we go to quite regularly. And this was back in February now. Sarah was the lucky one to come across the tail that was at the dinosaur. And on from there, we followed it down and found the rock where it came out of. So it's, we couldn't believe it when we split open the rock. It just bone after bone after bone.
And what dinosaur do we think it is, Sarah?
Okay, so we think we've got an iguanodon, so it's a plant-eating dinosaur.
Perfect. So you say that these are a routine kind of digs that you're doing. How do you know where to go, though, where to search for bones?
Okay, so we look for certain types of rocks that we call sedimentary rocks, and we look for the certain ages and the environment of what it was like at the time. So looking for dinosaurs, we're looking for the old landmass, which is situated like further down south in the country. And we head for those areas and look for what we hope to be a dinosaur.
And how do you... It sounds a really silly question. How do you know when you think you're on the right track? When you're digging, what are the first few clues where you think there might be a dinosaur here?
Well, you start finding lots of fern fossils to like the dinosaur food. You come across other bits of vegetation. There's lots of different things.
Sarah, is this the most exciting kind of treasure that you've found in your time digging?
Yeah, most definitely. So it's always great when you come across a dinosaur, especially one as complete as the one we've got.
Now, you guys are co-founders of Fossils Galore up in March near Peterborough. Tell us more about what you do there.
Okay, so Fossils Galore is an educational activity centre. So we've got lots of hands-on things for children to do to help them learn all about fossils and dinosaurs. We've also got our museum, which displays both local and worldwide fossil finds. And of course, we have our prep lab, so you can also come down and see us working live on Indy and chipping the rock away to expose the bones.
And I know that you both kind of taught yourselves to be paleontologists. You've opened the museum, you've got the website. What's the first thing I need to do if I want to become a fossil hunter?
Okay, so knowing your rocks is a good place to start. So the best thing is to read lots of books on different rock layers. So we need to know the types of rocks you see in like cliffs to know whereabouts the fossils actually lie. And then another good one is things like biology, so you can learn all about skeletons and the structure of the body, and that's also a good help for placing bones together and rebuilding skeletons.
Perfect. Are you allowed to keep the fossil, or do you have to give it to like a huge natural history museum or something?
We are allowed to keep it. Yep. So as the discoverers, we got to have it signed over to us as such, and as long as we use it for educational purposes and teach with it as well, and all as well. And eventually we will publish a paper, a scientific paper on the animal, so we can tell everybody the whole story of Indy.
Jamie, Sarah, thank you so much for finding the iguanodon, and also thanks for coming on the Fun Kids Science Weekly.
That's absolutely fine. Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.